Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes, my name is Arlita Purser, and I received a letter in the mail regarding loans. And I'd just like to find out some information about this. I do have a reservation code number. Do you want that?
Yes, one moment, please. Let me just pull up that screen real quickly here. And my computer is being extraordinarily slow today. It must know I'm in a hurry. How is your day going today?
Pretty good, pretty good. I'm cleaning up a lot of stuff today and clearing off my desk, and it's such a good feeling.
Yeah, clutter makes me go on.
I'm down to the bottom, so now I'm responding to some things that I was possibly interested in, but it's not like really work, so there's no time limit on it.
Gotcha. I understand. I am ready when you are for the 16-digit reservation code.
It's 2511.
2511.
0401.
0401. 9553. And just one moment, please. And am I speaking with Arlita?
Arlita, yes.
Arlita, hi. My name is Zach. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Hi, Zach.
And this is for Worm Farm?
Yes.
Okay. And Arlita, we got a new phone system about a week and a half ago. We've had a couple dropped calls here and there. What would be a good number for me to reach out to you if, God forbid, the call were to drop?
Area code 530-898-9009.
Great. Thank you so much. Had a couple of those earlier last week, and I freaked out. I couldn't...
couldn't get back to the people, yeah.
No, yeah. One moment here. 8. And what kind of business is Worm Farm?
As our name suggests, we raise and sell worms throughout the continental United States and Canada, but that's only a fraction of our business. Our main bulk of business is with our soil sales. We make custom soil mixes for agricultural people.
Oh, very exciting. Very exciting. Great.
Our niche is that since we have the worms, we can add worm castings into our soil mixes, and other soil yards don't have that ability.
Aha.
Worms.
I see. I'm big into gardening. I have grow my own tomatoes and cilantro and stuff like that. I make sauce all the time. So I'm always fascinated by gardening technology. So that sounds very interesting. So I just want to confirm a little bit of information we have on file for you, and then I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have, okay?
Okay.
Are you still located at the 9050 Lasso Lane in Durham, California?
Correct.
Okay. And then the business classification, are you a proprietorship, a partnership, a C-Corp, S-Corp?
We're an S-Corporation.
Great. So what you had received was an offer for funding. We do have a multitude of programs. If you let me know what you're looking to do, I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit.
We have a credit line with our bank right now.
How much is that for?
Well, I have a $375,000 credit line with our bank. I didn't increase it this year, and every year, at the end of the year, we have to buy product for the next year. Our sales have been increasing incrementally annually.
Great.
Like this last year, our sales increased $600,000, and so our total sales were, I don't know, 3 point something million. But
wow.
Every year, they've been increasing around $500,000. So we have to buy product. We have to buy our inventory.
Sure.
Toward the end of the year, because a lot of our inventory, like, for example, coconut core, it comes from Sri Lanka and India. It comes over by boat. It takes 90 days from the time we order it until it arrives here. So we can't wait. We don't have a two-week lead, you know.
Gotcha.
Like many of our other products, if we're getting low, we can order it, and in 2 weeks we can have it. Things like peat moss, perlite, mm-hmm. Cocoa core, also compost, because we also like to have a year's supply of compost on hand, because 1 year we buy our compost from, like, the landfill. They have recycling on compost.
Mm-hmm.
And their machines broke down. I mean, we get 5 and 6 truckloads a day. We couldn't get any. I mean, we were shut down for like 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
In the height of our season. and that just about killed us. So we try to have all of our inventory on hand by the end of the year, ready for the next year, or the majority of it. Things that, you know, we might not be able to get.
Right, like specialty items.
That's not always easy to get. Feather meal is not always easy to get. You know, just certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as our sales increase, so does our inventory. And so right now we have about $41,000 worth of inventory on the ground. But what it's done is it's cleaned out my bank account.
Oh, no.
I have no unpaid bills.
Right.
But I have no money either.
So
and
just
I still have 2 months to get through the rest of this year plus the month of January. So basically
okay.
I've got three months, basically. And so what we've always done, we've always taken money on our credit cards as a cash advance. You know, you have these 2% cash mm-hmm. offers, zero interest, 2%
mm-hmm.
for the use of the money. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, yes.
And I have been doing that, and I started doing that already this year because it's that time. But I was thinking that I would really like to not do that. I would like to have another business line that
sure.
I could draw on when we need it. Now, we always pay this money back in full during the season once we have the sales.
Okay.
So I'm not interested in, you know, a secured loan up to 5 years or I'm not looking for a long-term loan. I'm looking for a short-term loan that we would repay in the following year and then borrow the money back if we need it.
Perfect.
Are you
Perfect.
Following me?
Yes, I am. So we can do something as short as, you know, 3 to 6 months. If you know, that might be in your wheelhouse, or we can do something a little bit longer. Basically, what we'd like to do is get you qualified for the most amount for the longest term and then work our way backwards. Or we can just, you know, when I submit your information to underwriting, say this is what she is specifically looking for. You know, let's get her approved for this amount and this amount of time.
Now, before I do that, let me ask you another question.
Certainly.
Obviously, I don't want to hit on my credit report unless I absolutely need to. So interest is kind of an important factor for me.
Okay.
Do you have any idea? I mean, I know that without qualifying me, you wouldn't know what the interest rate would be because it's going to depend on my credit worthiness and also the amount of money we're borrowing and the
right.
length of time. I understand all that.
Right.
But do you have a feel for what it usually is? Because if we're talking about 12% or 14%, then I'm not interested.
Okay. So, yes, I am. So, basically, it starts at right around 10 cents on the dollar for unsecured cash.
Uh-huh.
And again, you named the factors that would affect that. You know, your time in business, your cash flow. We do take a soft look at credit. We look through Experian. We don't look at all three agencies. You know, and those factors would be the determinant on what that rate would be, the length of your term, and obviously how much you'd get approved for. And I can have actually feedback for.
Starts at 10 cents on the dollar. Does it go down or does it go up from there?
It actually goes up from there. It's
so
more
expensive. The minimum rate is 10%.
Correct. It's a little more expensive as it's unsecured. We do have secured options as well that are, you know, a lot less, but you know, there would be equipment
yeah,
or some sort of
really
collateral.
I do that because I have a UCC-1 on our equipment with our existing bank,
mm-hmm.
So I can't do a secured loan.
Okay. So yeah, we would be looking at starting right around 10 cents on the dollar. But again, I know that this is short term in nature and you wanted to pay it off as quickly as possible. We offer some substantial early payment discounts. Depending on the program, it's 25% of the remaining interest. Other programs, it's 6% of the remaining balance. And then we have other programs where we actually can cater a payoff amount, just specified on the time that you were planning on to pay it off. So there are some kind of on the other side of things that kind of whittle away at the higher actual rate.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm sure that you know this as well, as it is a business loan, you know, the 33% of the interest can be written off as well at the end of the year. So there's a couple factors that do whittle away at the fact that it's a little more expensive than your average, secured loan.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little gun shy about those rates.
I understand.
And so I really don't think I'm interested, because I can get it for 2% on a credit card for 6 months with no sweat.
Yeah, it's tough to compete with, to be honest with you. You know, I want to be as straightforward as possible.
I got this in the mail, and, you know, I thought I would just check it out and see.
Sure. And was there a specific amount in mind that you were looking for? Or?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I figure that I need $100,000 because basically we have no more inventory purchases. It's only payroll because we have to keep our people employed year-round.
Gotcha. And I understand.
I actually had enough payroll. I had enough money socked away for this purpose. But then we had an unexpected order of, you know, 6 containers of CocoCore, which took $66,000 of my cash.
Oh, so. Gotcha. How quickly are you able to turn your inventory over, typically?
Oh, yeah, it all turns over. We actually replace 100% of the inventory every year.
Wow.
But, you know, we don't start sales until the end of February.
Oh, so this is the slow time.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So I think I'm going to pass. And
but,
I'll just hang on to this in case.
Absolutely. And can I give you my... I'm sorry, please go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, that's okay. Let me just grab this phone real quick. Just
sure. Minute. Sure.
I waited too long.
Okay,
you started to say?
Oh, I just was asking if I could give you my direct dial. So, you know, if anything comes up in the future and you had any further questions about our programs, that you could reach out to me directly?
Sure, give me that number.
Okay, so it's Zach, spelled Z-A-C-H, and you can always reach me directly at 858-779-0426, and that will go directly to my office.
Okay, perfect, Zach.
Okay, well,
thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate your time today. You know, and again, if anything pops up down the road, we work at a very expedited rate, so I know that banks take a little longer time, and they want to look at your blood samples and your next of kin and all that good stuff. But we
we have a pretty good financials and excellent credit, but it's just that. I one of the reasons that we've gotten that way is because I do watch the pennies.
God, and that makes sense.
So interest rate is extremely important. So.
Okay. Well,
okay,
if it,
very good. Well, I've got your direct number, and I'm going to file this away in my to review later if I need it. File.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you so much, Zach.
Have a great afternoon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.